Everything, written by Kitty Calix and read by Mooney Reads. This is an Ensemble Stars fanfiction meant for general audiences with no archive warnings applying. This will focus on the romantic relationship between Ayase Mayoi and Kazuhaya Tatsumi. Additional tags include emotional hurt slash comfort, sad and sweet, character study to a degree, implied slash reference suicidal thoughts, established relationship, love, I don't know, man, I made myself sad. They're so in love. Soulmates, even. And I wrote this instead of sleeping. A summary for this fic includes a set of dialogue. You really must stop thinking of me as, his voice goes quieter, as some kind of saint. I don't, Mayoi says quickly. Notes from the author include, wrote this in a 1 hour bitter rage ending at 2:20 a.m. despite how tired I was because I saw shit takes on Twitter and I had to get this into the world as soon as possible. There are many benefits to being easily infuriated. And in brackets, I'm going to bed now. And notes from your reader includes, honestly, this is a fan fiction that's very special to me. I do love these characters and I do love this depiction of them. And I hope that you also enjoy this fan fiction. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoy Everything, written by Kitty Calix and read by Mooney Reads. Mayoi's hair is in a ponytail. He'd thrown it up in the middle of Alkaloid's practice, sweating from the physical exertion and unaided by his usual braid. Usually, he feels too self-conscious to pull his hair back and show more of his face. He wears his braid loose for a reason, but his friends ease that feeling. Now that Hiro and Aida have just left, it's only him and Tatsumi, so it doesn't even occur to Mayoi to be insecure. As he checks his phone, worried he's forgotten something he should be doing now that they've wrapped up here, he feels Tatsumi press against his back. He wraps his arm around Mayoi's waist and sighs. Mayoi lets out a squeak of surprise, putting his phone in his pocket. Tatsumi-san? Hmm? Is something wrong? Not at all, it's just... He takes a deep breath and kisses the nape of Mayoi's neck. You're so pretty, he says with a sort of melancholy softness. What? Gently turning in Tatsumi's hold to face him, Mayoi furrows his brows. I mean, thank you, but where is this coming from? Nowhere in particular. He slowly slides his arms over Tatsumi's shoulders. You know I won't believe that. Not when you sound so... sad. Tatsumi chuckles half-heartedly. I suppose I'm feeling a bit off today. I thought so. Mayoi regrets not asking straight away, but he was paranoid that Tatsumi, seeming distant, was all in his head. What is it? There's silence as Tatsumi closes his eyes, broken when he says, old memories and consequential doubts about whether I deserve this. What do you mean? Whether I deserve you, our relationship... He leans his forehead against Mayoi's. To think that I'd find love, especially with someone who makes me as happy as you do, is that really okay? Of course it is, he answers instantly, frowning. You deserve maybe not me, but love and happiness. If that's me for you, then you deserve that. How could you be so sure? Because I know you. I know you deserve whatever you could want. You must really stop thinking of me as, his voice goes quieter, as some kind of saint. I don't, Mayoi says quickly. I think you're a good person. How could I not? You are, but I know there's more to you. I know there are unpleasant parts of you, and I like that. Leaning back to make eye contact, Tatsumi asks, you like that? He nods. The ponytail bounces. I don't want somebody flawless, and I don't want someone who thinks I'm flawless. You're neither of those. Nobody's flawless, he says. Yes, of course, but I know you want to be, don't you? His eyes widen, but he gives a small nod. Before beginning, Mayoi takes a breath. Sometimes you talk about yourself like you don't think you should be alive. Like you think it's a mistake that you're still here. You wish you'd die for a cause already. No, not wish you. You think you were supposed to. Are still supposed to. You think you deserve it. Tatsumi glances away. He doesn't remark on it. And that's not true. You deserve to live. You deserve to be more than a martyr or a messiah, Tatsumi-san. There are better things to be. A nearly imperceptible shake of Tatsumi's head. There are. There's forcing himself to not to wring his hands as they dangle over Tatsumi's back. He says, I know it feels like being dead is the most fitting option, the most right. But it's not. You won't be flawless. You'll just be dead. It sounds stupid out loud, and Maiwin's anxiety increases. Perhaps he should just shut up. But he can't, not knowing Tatsumi feels so bad. I wouldn't be flawless either. I'll never be, dead or otherwise. And you know I'm not flawless. You don't let me get away with everything. You don't think I'm too good to be corrected. When I'm not right, you keep me in line. And you shouldn't have to. I should just be normal, but I'm not. And you never pretend I am. I don't care if you're not normal, Tatsumi says. I don't care if you're not normal either. Maiwi places a slightly shaky hand on Tatsumi's cheek, brushing his thumb over Tatsumi's beauty marks. I like that you're not normal. I like that you're wrong inside sometimes. Tatsumi doesn't speak. I love you, even the unpleasant and foul parts. Everything about you. I love everything. It's almost in slow motion that tears well up in Tatsumi's eyes as his calm expression crumbles. Instantly, Maiwi feels panicked. Oh, Tatsumi-san, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to make you. Thank you, he whispers. Maiwi blinks at him. What? Pulling him close, Tatsumi repeats, thank you. He squeezes Maiwi in a hug. Thank you, Maiwi-san. He's frozen. It's so exhausting, wanting to be good and knowing I can't be. I want to feel forgiven. As Tatsumi's voice becomes choked up, Maiwi wraps his arms around him lovingly. I know. I'm not good. I can't make myself good. Because I can't unmake what I've done. I just want... Hot tears fall onto Maiwi's skin. He kisses Tatsumi's temple. It doesn't matter. You don't need to be good. You don't need to earn anything, Tatsumi-san. You deserve this. Neither of them move, clinging tight to each other. Say it, Tatsumi-san. Maiwi murmurs, you deserve this. I deserve this, he breathes, trembling. You deserve love. I deserve love. You deserve happiness. I deserve happiness. You don't need to earn it. Maiwi nuzzles into Tatsumi's neck. I don't need a long, deep exhale to earn it. Good. He pulls back to kiss Tatsumi's forehead, then his eyelids, then his nose, then his cheeks, and finally his lips. After a moment's pause, Maiwi kisses them again. I love you so much. He briefly kisses back. I love you too, Maiwi-san, he manages. Thank you. They remain in each other's embrace for a long while, sinking to their knees at some point in an act far more reverent than prayer. Maiwi can't stop pressing gentle kisses to Tatsumi's face. And Tatsumi can't ease his grip on Maiwi's hoodie. Nobody speaks. Until, eventually, Tatsumi mumbles, I deserve this. Maiwi smiles. Thank you so much for listening to Everything, written by Kitty Kalix and read by Mooney Reads. In the end notes, Kitty Kalix posts a link saying, send cute Tatsumayos and links to their Twitter of the same name. Thank you so much for listening, and as the reader, I hope that it was understandable, especially because I don't have as much experience with reading a lot of dialogue. I hope that it was something that you're able to follow. Thank you so much, and I hope you enjoyed Everything, written by Kitty Kalix and read by Mooney Reads.